98.1 KJAG, Tom and Becky in the morning. Yesterday we did a story where it was like we said, hey, millennials, listen up to the older generation, right? Remember the old man from Oklahoma? His wife died on a road trip and he just put her in the passenger seat and kept on going.
Yes, that's so weird.
Well, because older people finish stuff, Becky. They're not snowflakes. They're not just going to stop a road trip.
I still think that's a sad story.
The wife died.
I feel like there was some heartbreak there and I've got what to do.
I've got an even better one today for millennials, younger people. Listen up. Kids, listen up. Listen to how the younger generation does things. A 63-year-old Nebraska farmer lost the lower part of his leg in a farm accident. As he was transferring grain from one bin to another, he stepped into a grain auger. The machine started pulling him in. He was going to be dead in a matter of seconds. So what did the man do? Grabbed his pocket knife and cut his leg off.
Stop talking to me. That sounds like a whole, like a super scary movie. A pocket knife? He didn't have the kind of pocket knife you had.
He has from the left leg, from about the knee down. Now, it doesn't exist. But he exists. And guess what? You know who he blamed for this?
Himself.
You know who he
himself
sued for this?
No one.
No one.
It was his own deal.
He blamed
personal
himself.
Responsibility.
He blamed himself. He said Dude. It happened because he was in a hurry and not paying attention. Couldn't reach his cell phone to call for help, but reached his knife. Took care of business. Soon as the leg heals, he'll get a prosthetic leg. And he'll be able to walk. There's so many lessons in that story.
So many.
Right?
So many.
Blamed himself. Cell phone didn't help him. Pocket knife did. Took care of business.
He doesn't now own the company that the grain auger was manufactured by.
He didn't blame the auger company.
He settled out of court.
He didn't blame God for the rain that grew the wheat that he was trying to farm.
The kind of like, you know what, you have to cut your own leg off.
Man, you got some huevos rancheros there. Let me tell you what.
That actually sounds like a horror film, though. Like, oh, the auger's got you, and like that's what you have to do.
Well, there was a film about. Was it the rock climber guy that had to do his arm?
I don't know. I don't
remember
watch
that?
Movies like that. You know I can't see things like that.
I didn't watch that movie either. I'm not saying I'm watching a movie here. I'm just saying. You get two choices, and he picked the one that's, you know.
What kind of pocket knife did he have? Because I feel like you need to learn a lesson. You have a little teeny tiny blue one.
I do.
But that's not going to save you from an auger.
I'd be like, I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm right. Dead. This sucks.
This is a bummer.
This is how it ends for
this
me.
This is a bummer here.
Yeah.
An auger. How dare you? My pocket knife is stout.
I think for your birthday this year, I'm going to have to get you like a
knife. I told you Frank the Tank got me a pocket knife, but I'm too afraid to carry it. That's how stout that thing is. It's like 5 inches long.
Oh,
and
Stop.
It's like a military grade thing. It's got one of them handles that's like non-stick, non-grippy. It like that hunting knife, I bet the farmer had a hunting knife like that or a pocket knife like that. I can't even carry it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself.
Cousin Kisser said the movie's called 127 Hours, and he did it with a Swiss Army knife.
There you go.
Oh, I'm Eli number one. That movie was intense. Like, you guys are watching that movie? No way. I could not.
Jug Country's tough, man.
They are tough. Not me.
Jug Country's tough.
I'm a wimp, I guess, because I'm not watching that movie.
Well, I'm even more of a wimp because if I'm the guy, I'm dead. I'm dead, and you're not even watching the movie.
I can't even look. I can't even look.